nowhere in New Zealand's far from the coast. The coolest area perhaps is central Otago. It can be a bit humid. So
learning about New World wines in one of the planet's oldest winemaking regions. This afternoon class at the School of Wine and Spirits in Dijon offers a virtual tour of winemaking in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and California.
This is important for some of the arguments about wine and technology, which I'll come back to shortly.
There's one country that's not covered, at least not yet. China, home to nearly one-third of the student body here at the School of Wine and Spirits Business. Lei Xu wants to become a wine buyer for a Chinese company.
Actually, the wine culture in China now is not very good because most people, they don't know how to taste the wines. But so we still have a long way to do and to teach the Chinese people how to taste the wines, how to enjoy the wines.
Merlot is one part of the world other than Bordeaux where Merlot in its own right.
Students here are learning about every aspect of the wine business. For Chinese like Xu, they have plenty of work ahead.
They want to go back home with the best practice in order to be able to produce the best wines they can.
Jérôme Gallo is director of the wine school, which is part of the Burgundy School of Business in Dijon.
And probably in not in one century, not in 50 years, in a decade or two decades, Chinese, some of them will be alumni of our programs, Chinese people will be able to produce very qualitative wines at a large scale.
China isn't just producing wine, it's also a big wine importer. Rich Chinese are snapping up French vineyards, mostly in the southwestern Bordeaux region. But Chinese tourists are also heading to Burgundy to sip and buy bottles from another prestige region.
Chinese people, like all the new consumers, just learn in the guide. And then they come with the books and they tell me, I want this one, this one, this one. Perhaps like the Americans 15 years ago.
Dijon wine merchant Adrien Tirelli says he tries to share his passion about wines. And while he doesn't have Chinese wines on stock today, he doesn't rule out having bottles down the line.
Perhaps I import all the wines I like. Everywhere in the world you can find very nice wines. I think in the future, if the Chinese wines have a very good taste and a good value for the price, then yes, why not?
Everywhere else, really, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand.
The raw ingredients are there. After Spain, China has the world's largest acreage in planted vineyards. While most of the cultivation is for table grapes, the domestic wine industry is growing rapidly, partly fueled by rising incomes. Student Yishun Hao says while older Chinese stick to domestic wines, the new generation is more adventurous.
They are more open-minded to the French culture and French wines, so maybe they knew much more better than the old generation. But for the like upper class or middle class people, a lot of people, they want to consume wines from different region like Orientale. They're trying to discover new things, and it's kind of a symbol of wealthy and luxury thing for them.
First wine that we're passing around, Zinfandel.
Hao comes from Xinjiang province, China's biggest producer of wine grapes. She says the region's hot, dry climate produces a full-bodied and fairly complex wine.
We're trying to develop our own style, not just copy the Bordeaux, the Burgundy, yeah. It's just like a learning curve because you need to learn something from others because others are better than you. So you are trying to learn more and more, then you got your own style. You are trying to find yourself.
There is a difference between them. It's probably not as big as you think it is.
The school's research director, Steve Charters, thinks it won't be long before Chinese wines will be included in his New World Wines class.
The Chinese wine industry is developing rapidly. The quality of their wine is improving substantially, and they are learning what works well.
And banning the production and consumption of alcohol over a period of about 13 years.
Students here are encouraged to find internships in France or overseas to put what they've learned into practice. Not surprisingly, many of the Chinese choose to pursue theirs back home. Lisa Bryant, DW, Dijon, France.